Well, I'm speaking with one of the busiest guys in the Valley, Scott Youngs. It's nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I remember when, and I don't remember how long ago it was, but when I heard that you were starting the Arizona Bach Festival, I thought, well, you know, Godspeed, how are you going to do this? How long ago was it?
Well, it started out as a 7-year series at All Saints of the Bach Cantatas. So we had a foundation already built. We were trying to make it a community-wide endeavor, and so it involved more people and more people. And we had made such progress that we wanted to assure people that that was going to continue. So the Bach series, American Bach, started that way and did its 7-year route. And then we rolled that off onto a separate board of directors and became a community-based organization, which was our goal.
When was that you rolled it all over?
Let's see, that would have been 8 years ago.
And things have just grown. I mean, it's...
They have grown. We've changed from a very short festival season of a single weekend or a single week to more of a month-long schedule. Spreading it out seems to have given our audience a little breathing space and a little time so that they can attend more events.
Well, it seems like, especially with an eye to this year, which we'll talk about, it might make it a little easier, too, in scheduling some of the visiting artists. I'm not sure, but...
Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
We're very lucky in having gotten some amazing people. You know, I'm always astonished when I look at the series each year and say, wow, look who's coming. I mean, it opens with Jason Vio and amazing organist the next day, Michael Hay. Great young fireball of a player. And then Kimiko Ishizaka coming from Germany once again. This is the second time that she will have played for us. And then finishing with something that's near and dear to my heart, the Art of the Fugue, with string quartet from the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. That's an unusual program for the year. There's no big orchestra choral work, but there are these amazing solo artists. It's not our normal approach, but it is a gift that came up. We were allowed to do this. We came by these artists, a number of people talked on our behalf and said, wouldn't you like to go do this? This is a great place. You need to go play in Phoenix.
To all the artists.
To all these artists.
Yeah.
So we are becoming a destination for artists as well as audience members.
When you bring artists like, the pianist is coming.
Kimiko.
Kimiko. Here's a player who's become almost closely associated with Bach, and I guess it's really because of her dexterity and the clarity of her playing, but it sounds like she, and I believe it of Jason Vio too, it's almost hard to explain when someone plays something so familiar, but it's as though it's being heard for the first time.
Exactly, and that's the amazing gift of Bach. You can play it in so many different forms, in so many different ways. Bach was the master at taking his own work and reimagining it as something new.
With Jason Vio, I think I understand he'd be playing a lute suite and then some of the cello suites.
Well, actually, he's playing two of the lute suites and then one transcription, the cello suite number one.
The organist you're bringing, Michael T.C. Hay.
Michael Hay. Mm-hmm. He's a kind of a sparkling fireball of a player, and you'll note that in his personality as well. He's got a tremendous repertoire and has done some very interesting things. He's working with a dance troupe, you know, doing these wild transcriptions. And so it's fun. He knows how to present as well. I mean, he's a great communicator.
The last performance, which is the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, the string quartet from that.
Yes.
Where is this arrangement coming from? Do you know?
When you take the Art of the Fugue, you are taking the manuscript, and you have a limited amount of information. And I'm sure that these four will take information and present it in a slightly different order. So we'll see what they do with it.
Scott Youngs, thank for all you do, not only at All Saints, just there, but in the Valley, for all that you do for the arts community. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very honored.
Good luck with the festival. I hope everybody loves having these intimate conversations with visiting artists.
Thank you very much.